Mikey Ramirez co-owns Radioactive Records in Fort Lauderdale. His store has been participating in Record Store Day for the past 6 years. He says vinyl record sales in his store are up.
You know, vinyl sales are growing despite the music industry sinking. You know, it says something. It says a lot about the people that come in here and continue to support these stores and purchase tangible items.
Lauren Reskin is owner of Sweat Records in Little Haiti. She attributes this growth in vinyl sales partially to a generation that grew up in a digital era.
There's a generation below me that never had a physical format of music at all. And I think there's a big sort of, you know, rebellion against that, where people want to have a physical representation of their music. They want the tangible thing. And that's why there's, you know, teenagers coming in here buying records that are three times as old as they are.
Both Ramirez and Reskin say patrons typically start lining up outside their stores early in the morning on Record Store Day. They want to touch and hold rare vinyl, some of which is being offered for just that day. I'm Diego Saldaña Rojas in Miami.